This is Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole. Next Saturday, October 10th at 5 p.m., the Wurtsboro Arts Alliance Catskill Talks Facebook Live series returns with its final talk of the season. This is An Evening of Literature. Joining us now are two of the three local writers who will be participating. Joining us now on the phone is Lisa Caloro. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Abigail Allen. Thank you for joining us, Abigail.
Thank you.
Okay, so first question for Lisa. You're the poet laureate of Sullivan County right now, is that right?
That is correct.
So will you be reading a poem at the event next week?
I will. I will probably be reading a selection of poems.
So what's it been like being the poet laureate in a rural county in a year that's been dominated by a major crisis?
I mean, honestly, it's had its challenges, but I have met some really great people virtually, which is really cool, and we've held some really cool virtual events. We've had some, we had some open mics. We've, I've done some workshops, so it's been really great. I've enjoyed it quite a bit.
Cool. Abigail, you've had a number of poems and short stories published over the years, including a magical realism story. Can you tell us about magical realism and what it is?
Yeah, so it's sort of a smaller genre that doesn't always get a lot of attention. And it's not fantasy exactly, but it has elements of magic. It's similar to anything like by Marquez or Borges or anyone like that. It's definitely more surreal. And my work is definitely on the weird side, so that's usually what I present as far as my writing goes.
So. Did you intend to go weird, or did you just get weird on your own without even thinking about it?
Yep, I think it's just on my own.
Okay, that's cool. Are you currently working on finishing a Wonderland-esque poetry chapbook? Can you explain what that's all about?
Yeah, so a chapbook is basically like a collection of poems or work that all has like a similar theme. So my theme is sort of Wonderland, but in sort of a more twisted realism way. So it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of rhyming involved.
So rhyming and twisted rhyming.
Yep.
So and now Lisa, can you tell us about the other writer who will be participating next week?
I know her name is Sarah Clark.
Yes.
She is a journalist, a poet, and a performer. I guess she was semifinalist for the New York City Teen Poetry Slam. She's performed at open mics in New York City and, in Hudson Valley. So that's what I know of. I've never met her, but I'm excited to hear her work.
Lisa, did you prepare something short to read for us, possibly, here on the radio?
Sure, I could read a short poem.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, cool. So this is, speaking of rhyming, this is a villanelle, which is a poem written in form, and it does use rhyming and some repetition. So it is called Circus Life. We run from our names. Keep our mouths sealed shut as back pockets, filthy from use. Always come back to this clapboard town. The streets all lead to the last point south. Imaginary boundaries loop us in talk. We refuse the run of our names. Keep our mouths private as checks we can't cash. We've grown weary of jukeboxes moaning our names, loose and musical as change. Coming back to this bloodshot town, pinprick pride burns like shots going down. The trap and trapeze is a pendulum. We don't choose. We run from our names, keep our mouths full of calico, colors melting off tongues, rough as the last ride home, a dirt road pothole abused. We run from our names, keep our mouths close to smiling, A barely audible hiss sounds alarms across the county. Please excuse us, our names. They run soft in our mouths. Sing us all the way back to the ghosts of this town.
Wow, cool. Thank you. Can you
you're welcome.
Can you tell just briefly explain to the listener what a villanelle is, like what is the structure that you had to adhere to?
So a villanelle is it's three line stanzas until the last stanza, which was four lines, and what it does is it rhymes ABA for each stanza, and it repeats the last line of each stanza. So every other stanza repeats the last line of the stanza two stanzas before, and then at the end it brings it all together.
It sounds
more complicated than it is, but I mean it's fun to do. So yeah.
What does having a structure or a pattern to follow mean for you as a poet?
I mean, honestly, I am, you know, most of my poems are written in free verse, but I challenge myself every once in a while to write a poem in form, because I think sometimes imposing restrictions upon yourself forces you to see something differently.
Yes.
And Abigail, do you have something short to read for us?
Yes, I could read a sonnet for you, which also is a structured poem.
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay, it's called Icarus Love. I was yet yellow with you and shimmering dark like woman frost. I broke the great yoke and flew, wandering the earth I lost. I found you haunting my head and sleeping soft near my feathered feet. In weather warm like my bed, you took my heart, made it burn in heat. And I was a living flame, waltzing over galaxies blue, green. Find me a star I can't name. I am stardust of all. I am queen. You deserted me, love thing. You mistook me for wax when I waned, trimming me down and cutting my wing, left me gutted and unbrained. I fell wholly from heaven, my butterfly wings and shards scatter, left with my body to reckon, I wingless now forever after. You were the thing that gave light. Hungry, I flew too close to your skin. In my lust, God stole my flight to punish me for my birded sin.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember from my school days that I want to say that it's, I wanted to say the sonnet was 14 lines of ten syllables each. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of break the structure and make it my own a little bit.
Because I was counting and it sounded like 12, but I could have lost count.
Yeah, no, I like to break, like, the, even in my structured poems, I like to sort of own them.
Hey, you know, I'm good with it, and I won't tell Shakespeare. He's been gone, like, you know, a few hundred years now. He's not going to mind. So this is great. Where can folks get more information about this event?
There is a Facebook page, the Wurtsboro Art Alliance Facebook page, and you can go on there and see, like, the time, and you'll find the event, too.
Okay, that's great. Do each of you, I'm wondering if you have any just final thoughts you want to share with folks about, you know, what does it mean to be a writer, you know, in this area? I guess, Lisa, we'll start with you. What's it, people say, hey, you're a local writer, you're going to be at this event. What does it mean to be a local writer?
I don't know. For me, being a local writer is just about trying to connect as much as possible with everybody in the area, be as accessible as possible, and to, you know, I guess get as much attention to poetry as I can. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Why do you want to get attention on poetry?
I think that often poetry is overlooked or people just kind of dismiss it. For me, poetry is the pulse of a nation, and I think if people paid more attention to it, they could get more of, they could, I think, emotionally connect better.
It has a purpose to play, it has a role to fill, and people are ignoring it.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. And Abigail, for you, what does it mean to you to be called a local writer?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of bouncing off what Lisa said, just the community aspect, I think, is really important. And I don't know, I just love the, I love the smallness of the community, because I think that it sort of pushes us to become more familiar with each other. So
in a world, in a time where people don't have to be close to each other anymore.
Right. Right.
Well, whether it's sticking to a structure or forcing yourself to interact with the community, you know, that's how we grow. So I want to thank you both for spending some time here on a Friday evening to share a little bit of thoughts and culture with folks. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Great. This is Radio Catskill. We've been talking with Lisa Calaro and Abigail Allen. They're writers, and they're going to be participating in the Wurtsboro Arts Alliance Catskill Talks Facebook Live series, An Evening of Literature. It's happening next Saturday at 5 p.m. And for more information, look for the Wurtsboro Arts Alliance Facebook page. This is Radio Catskill. We are keeping you connected.